Karl Popper begins his volume 1 of The Open Society and Its Enemies, The Spell of Plato, by showing us, in a sense, the social problem, which by his choice of it clearly shows it was more than that, which Plato was determined to fix by freezing it. I've adopted Popper's name for it as subheadings in the appendix, and used their fear of it to describe power's mindset across the ages of class, the Heraclitian flux preoccupation of power. Popper, writing on Heraclitus, just to try a different pronunciation, who lived between the 6th and 5th centuries B.C., quote, "It is surprising to find in these early fragments of Heraclitus, for example, one man is worth more than 10,000 if he is great, dating from about 500 B.C., so much that is characteristic of modern historicist and anti-democratic tendencies. But apart from the fact that Heraclitus was a thinker of unsurpassed power and originality, and that in consequence, many of his ideas have, through the medium of Plato, become part of the main body of philosophic tradition. The similarity of doctrine, and while I can't speak to that, what strikes me is his similarity to Paul," continuing, "can perhaps be explained to some extent," says Popper, "by the similarity of social conditions in the relevant periods. It seems as if historicist ideas easily become prominent in times of great social change. They appeared when Greek tribal life broke up, as well as when that of the Jews was shattered by the impact of the Babylonian conquest." And we learn from those of us who don't already know that Babylon's an ancient city in south central Mesopotamia, seat of several important kingdoms, and finally of the Neo-Babylonian Empire between 600 and 538 BC. "There can be little doubt," says Popper, "I believe, that Heraclitus's philosophy is an expression of a feeling of drift, a feeling which seems to be a typical reaction to the dissolution of the ancient tribal forms of social life." And we've been reading from Karl Popper's The Open Society and Its Enemies, Volume 1, The Spell of Plato. With the help of Martin Bernal and our emissaries from Love, I think we have some additional light to shed on this. The social upheaval is class, the abandonment of children. What Popper calls historicism, we're now able to see, is another word for class. Class is the story leading reality, the background, all there is, i.e. the lie leading reality, leading us, a lie taught by rule to the ruled, a taunt of authority at freedom. We are born knowing there is the infinite. Then rule quickly steps in to overrule this knowledge, commandeer our thought process with occupation, with busyness, or thought is beat out of us, and we're forced, all unconscious, they know not what they do, to become the tools that allow rule to do its moral evil. And the blinders power puts on us prevents our seeing any rule but it, until we do, because the thoughts are sent, the prophets, to remind us of, restore, the critical knowledge of the infinite, which is simultaneously knowledge of our power. We got infinite backup. With true power, with love, providing the lift, there's no challenge too great for us. We each one can see that we are stars. As Gorky said, quote, "I know the time will come when people will wonder at their own beauty, when each will be like a star to all the others. And the best people will be accounted those whose hearts are most capable of embracing the world and of loving it, those who are most free, for in them lies the greatest beauty." From his novel, Mother.